creature sees.
This is Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. That's the music of Martha Redbone, inspired by the poet William Blake. Just one example of what turns out to be a lot of recent music with a strong poetical inspiration.
Stephanie Elkins joins us now to share some great music, mostly folk music, that has poetry at its heart. Stephanie is the host of Morning Classics and Simply Folk here at WPR. Stephanie, welcome back.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Well, so Stephanie, what inspired you to tackle music inspired by poetry like this?
Well, a couple of new releases came into the library just in the past few weeks, and I sort of raised my eyebrows, now what's going on here, and then realized that there really is a large body of work. Plus the Wisconsin Book Festival is coming up, and there's a lot of poetry involved in that. That's next week, so I thought it might make a nice theme.
Well, we heard the Martha Redbone Roots Project. Tell us about this album. I guess it's inspired by the poet William Blake.
That's right. Apparently this book was on the shelf, and it inspired her. She opened it up, and the one poem was called Poison, the Poison, what's one of, no,
a poison, poison tree.
And that was the first one. It just really sucked her right in, and she really became entranced by his poetry. It's very spiritual, and so she's made a whole CD full of the poetry of William Blake.
And you've also got some Wisconsin artists to share with us, including one that features former poet laureate of Wisconsin, Max Garland. Who are the Eggplant Heroes?
The Eggplant Heroes, you know, I've got to wonder about the, I've asked them to come down and talk to us on Simply Folk. Got to ask about that name. But they're based in Eau Claire, and it's four guys that have gotten together, Duffy Duffhausen, Joel Pace, Olaf Lind, and Max Garland. And they do everything, including literary adaptations and mountain gospel, and they have trumpet and violin, and they do some really cool music.
Well, let's give a listen to one of the tracks. This one is called Winter Light.
Don't fall the night, I'm not ready. Winter light, I'm not ready. Winter.
And that one is really evocative, and it's fall as we listen to this now. As I read those lyrics and listened to it just now, I thought, I'm not ready for winter light either. I totally understand where that was coming from. Gets it something.
I was listening to this song and reading these lyrics, and, you know, I'm not ready for winter light. You know, we had all that heavy wind a few days ago, and so many leaves came down, and then the refrain is, the leaves come down, they were the best part of me, and all of a sudden becomes a whole nother layer of meaning. Mm. And boy, it's a really neat song.
Well, the deck is kind of stacked there when you've got the state poet laureate in your band. It's going to be kind of poetical, isn't it?
It really is. And that's a song with a lot of layers and some beautiful harmonies. It's a great song.
And you gave us a more classical arrangement. There's one called Why I Wake Early. This is from an ensemble from Boston. This one not from Wisconsin. This is called Coro Allegro.
They are made up of members and friends of the LGBT community there. And it's a great chorus. And this is another new release that came into our library recently. And this is a piece of music that's by composer Ronald Pereira. He's a classical composer, and he has set the poetry of Mary Oliver to music, and she's really inspired by nature. And we're going to hear a song called Why I Wake Early, and it's just one of these great songs that when it comes to the climax, which is good morning, good morning, you just want to stand up and say good morning, sun. It's just really a happy song.
Well, let's get a taste of that. So when you're taking existing texts and setting them to music, it seems like that for a composer or a songwriter, however you want to think of it, lends a built-in rhythm. It's something you can build the music around.
Absolutely. like right now we're hearing Good Morning, and he's layered these chords in such a way that it takes her rhythm, and it also expresses the definition, it expresses the meaning of the words. And so when you get the marriage of the words and the music in a special way, it can really, it gives you a sliver of experience that's beyond what we can have with just the English language or just some music. It makes it more than, it's sort of a symbiotic thing.
I love the poetry of Mary Oliver. That's especially cool to me that they're using that. I would imagine that her poetry must have inspired other groups too. I bet if you dug through the Simply Folk in the Classical Library, there'd be some other things there.
I would think so, although this is the first one that I've encountered of Mary Oliver's poetry, but her stuff is just wonderful. Yeah, When I'm Among the Trees, that's one of my favorites. Oh.
We're talking to WPR's Stephanie Elkins, looking at music, mostly folk music, a little classical too, inspired by the world of poetry. And I want to come back to Wisconsin now. Yada, am I pronouncing that right?
Well, his website is Yada Yada. Y-A-T-A-Y-A-T, Yada Penovich.
And tell us about, before we give a listen, tell us about the poetry behind the song we're going to hear.
Well, it's all based on the poetry of William Butler Yeats, and he's another one who's created an entire CD based on one poet's work, and it's called Mad as the Mist and Snow, and he's set a number of poems of Yeats, and he's also worked with Walt Whitman and a lot of other poets, but the songs all have a different character, and again, he's really taken the poetry and tried to express it through music. He's got this beautiful kind of tenor voice, and he's also guitarist, and there's some harmonies, and he's using these to express the music really well. This one that we're going to hear, I think, is about aging, and it's the words start out, bolt and bar the shutter, for the foul winds blow, and the foul winds are age, that nobody escapes.
Well, let's give a listen. Yada Penovich, Mad as the Mist and Snow.
And I seem to know that everything outside is here, as the mist and snow.
So kind of like the eggplant heroes there, pushing back against the changing of the seasons, the aging of ourselves. Wait, are you telling us something about where you are right now, Stephanie, about winter coming?
I was thinking about that after the fact, that two of these songs really are about aging, and I'm in my mid-50s, and you're starting to think about all these autumn songs and into winter. Well, maybe so, maybe so. You know, you think about it, nobody escapes in this time of year as we're losing all the leaves from the trees and the cold is coming. We're going to get a widespread frost, you know, tomorrow, and our minds start to go to that place.
But Stephanie is hopeful, because the last song that she left us with is called The Thing with Feathers, and in this case, we're referring to Hope, the Emily Dickinson poem.
That's right.
So you've got Hope, Stephanie.
That's absolutely right. And that's such a great poem by Emily Dickinson, probably one of her very best known. And in this case, the song is not set, the poem is not set in its entirety. It's just the inspiration. So the title of the song is Thing with Feathers, but the lyrics are entirely different. And the hook in it is Fly to Me, I've been waiting so long. Fly to me, come and give me your best song. And this is by a group called Mouth of Babes. It's a duo, Ingrid Elizabeth and Ty Greenstein. And she used to be with Coyote Grace and Girly Men, respectively. And they're based in Chicago. And they just got married recently, two women, and one's Jewish and one's Catholic. And so they were on MTV. They made a big splash of, sort of a modern-day wedding. But their music is just great. And this particular song is hopeful.
Mouths of Babes and Thing with Feathers.
And we hope somehow it would just get better.
A And Stephanie, just the tip of the iceberg here. You were encountering tons of music with this sort of poetry connection.
I had a stack of 20 CDs and just fantastic music to listen to. The choices were really hard because the music was so good. A lot of slow ballad-type music, so it was thought-provoking music and really beautifully done music.
Well, Stephanie, so much fun. Thank you so much for sharing this with us today.
Oh, thanks for the opportunity. It's just great. Nice to share music.
That was Stephanie Elkins, host of WPR's Simply Folk and Morning Classics.